Well, Frank, looking ahead to Sunday, it's probably the one that everybody was expecting all along. Though maybe after last Sunday, we have to reflect on maybe lucky to be there.
Yeah, I suppose when the draw was made, I suppose most people were probably picking Tyrone against Donegal in the Ulster semi-final, you know. But in fairness to Derry, they give many Donegal fans and a few of the players and management team a fright there last Sunday in McGould Park, you know, for long periods of time. It didn't look likely that Donegal were going to win, but in fairness to the players on the pitch, they dug into it when it was needed, and I suppose when push came to shove at the end, you know, the players like Paddy Bertie stood up and kicked that one and score, you know, and I suppose that was probably the difference in the end up when the Derry players, I suppose, began to falter in those last couple of minutes. I suppose the experience of the Donegal lads probably came through in the end.
Yeah, it showed great character on the part of Patrick, I thought, to stand up, and because he had been well marshalled and double marked and really hadn't been allowed into the game at all right up to that.
Yeah, well, I suppose the type of game it was too for any of the inside forwards, you know, it was difficult to get a foothold in the game, you know, and I suppose Patrick was well marshalled, so he was right up to it, you know, and I suppose a lesser player might have hung the head and give up on the day, you know, but even the energy that Patrick came out showing for that last ball, you know, shows that he still had the confidence and belief in himself after 70-odd minutes, you know, to step up and keep that score.
Tell me, what do you make of Donegal this year? You've seen a lot of them, obviously, on television. You haven't been able to go because you're just an ordinary supporter now.
That's it, yeah. No, in fairness, I'm impressed by the league campaign. While I suppose results, the two draws during the league campaign, the opening victory against Tyrone were impressive, but I suppose the draws, while the performance wouldn't have been great, they showed the same type of character as what rang through there again last Sunday when they dug in against Armagh and Monaghan when things didn't look great for them, you know, and managed to get script draws when maybe in previous years they would have succumbed and maybe to a defeat, you know. So it's positive in the mindset of the players, especially the younger lads that are digging in when things are tough, especially Niall O'Donnell the last day against Derry, stood up and had a couple of great scores, and Keelan McGonigal popping up with scores, you know, and these are players that are going to be needed, you know, at the weekend against Tyrone.
Yeah, obviously in the absence of Michael Murphy last week, and obviously that's the big question this week, are you hearing anything on him?
No, I haven't heard, no. You know, it was great to see him back on the pitch, you know, and you could see, I suppose, the change in mindset on the other players as well. When Michael took to the field as well, the confidence seemed to grow that little bit, you know, personally, I suppose he didn't have a major impact, but just the presence on the field, you know, and contributed to those couple of scores. And Paul Brennan as well added into that, coming off the bench as well, you know, and adding that little bit of drive going forward, helped things, you know, and once they got their tails up then towards the end, you know, they pushed on and won the game. And I suppose it's a difficult time for both sets of managers, you know, both Donegal and Tyrone, you know, because there's a lot of unknowns going out into a championship match, you know, and you've a few niggles in the Donegal camp, and then you've niggles, you know, in the Tyrone camp, and you look at young Darragh Canavan didn't play, Conor McKenna wasn't involved last weekend, and then you've Cathal McShane back in and hit 3 points when he came on, you know, but there's still probably questions over the, you know, the fitness, especially with the year that's in it, and I suppose with the lack of a full season and a full National Football League campaign behind him. But I suppose that's one of the exciting things that makes the game that even more intriguing. Looking forward to Sunday now.
Tyrone, mediocre league, and obviously the real damper was that hammering down in Kerry. But showed good patches last Saturday.
Yeah, they showed good form last Saturday, you know, and I suppose during the league with any new management coming in, you know, with the shortened league especially, and they got off to that defeat against Donegal in the first league game, you know, and picked up victories in the meantime, and then I suppose going to Kerry in that league semi-final, you know, there's been many a team have gone to Kerry, I've been in teams myself that have gone to Kerry and suffered heavy defeats down there, and it's not an easy place of Kerry have their tails up or in form, which they were on that day, you know, so I think that game will be well to the back of the minds of the Tyrone players and management team now, having had that championship won against Cavan there last weekend. Now, I suppose what the players that were missing last weekend as well, you know, in the form of Darren McCurry, has to be a huge positive for Tyrone heading into the game.
There's much been made about the change of style by the new management and this Tyrone team. Can you see it?
Yeah, you definitely can, you know, but Tyrone were always, during the league, you know, they were always, you know, they could play the attacking football, you know, and they always looked to kick if the kick was on, you know. I don't see a major change, and I suppose league football is league football, and I suppose we'll not see the real changes in the style of play until it's the heat of the championship battle, and you know, and that's one thing, and I'm definitely looking forward to this Sunday. It's almost like a sticker twist scenario now for Tyrone. You know, are they really going to go with that expansive football and attacking style, you know, or is it going to be, it's a championship football match that has to be won and whatever means necessary, you know, which I have a feeling it will boil down to. I can't see an open, expansive game from either of the two teams, you know.
And tell me, what are the key battles, the key areas for you?
For me, I think, you know, the two goalkeepers, you know, the two best goalkeepers in Ulster, you know, we're going head-to-head, you know, in kick-outs, and a lot of that will depend then on I suppose, the short kick-out and long kick-out in the mix, and both goalkeepers have that array of being very secure in the short kick-out, and then with the long kick-out, they can do serious damage, you know, so I suppose both sets of forwards and shutting down the kick-out are going to have to try and find that balance between shutting down the short and not leaving themselves open for that long kick out from either Morgan or Patton that could end up in the back of the net in the far end, you know, and that's going to be one major point. And I suppose both teams are going to be attacking that to try and get a foothold in the game. And then I suppose you're always going to have the big players. And I suppose with the run, McNamee red card last weekend, if he's back available after the appeal or not, it's going to be a big one. And you've probably got Hampstead lining up on Murphy if he's fit. There's the normal head-to-head battles around the field, you know. But especially those younger lads too, you know, that Niall Sludden was back in action there last weekend, you know, that'll cause bother for any defence, and Darren McCurry's going well. And then the other side, while Michael Langan probably would have been disappointed a little bit last Sunday, you know, he had a great league campaign, you know, and if he hits the heights that he can, you know, he's a serious athlete and a serious player for Donegal. So there's going to be intriguing battles all over the pitch, you know, but I do think the key coach is going to be a major factor in who comes out on top.
We know what the heart says. What does the head say?
I think the head says the way it's set up ahead after the victory last weekend against Derry, but for the performance, I think Donegal's going to go into this game with their teeth gritted, you know, and something to prove. You know, a lot of people were saying they were disappointing last weekend, you know, but I suppose you got to give credit to Derry. Derry made them disappointing and made it very difficult for them, but I do think this weekend they're going to be ready for more go after probably a low par for performance last weekend. I think that might be enough to see them through.